This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. So you're about to graduate from college or grad school or technical school or a training program, and you want to start your next chapter. And it's nerve-wracking enough when everything is normal, because even if you're totally ready for it, there's that uncertainty. Will I find the right fit? Will I get the pay that I want? Will I like the people that I'm going to be working with? Okay, so now we're going to add on top of all that record unemployment numbers and a global health crisis that's still going on. That's what today's graduates are facing. So if this is you or somebody you care about, we have some folks on the line who we hope can at least offer some guidance along with the solace of knowing that you are not alone. Joining us now is NPR education reporter Alyssa Nadworny. Also on the line is Kamala Charles. She is the employer relations coordinator at Valencia College. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
As you can imagine, we have a lot of questions from recent graduates or those who would be graduating if it weren't for, you know, the whole situation. So let's dive right in. Questions about the economy. Here's the first one.
Hi, my name is Fadima Kanate. I'm calling in from District Heights, Maryland. And my question is, how will the global pandemic COVID-19 impact the job market for new college grads like myself?
Kamala, can I start with you? What are you telling your students?
Sure. We are just telling students that, you know what, it is going to have a huge impact on the job market, and we really don't know what the final impact will be. However, it is going to completely reshape the world of work. And depending on the industries that they are looking to really seek work into, there might be more positive or negative changes. So really for us, it's been asking students to think about career pivots. So taking a deep dive and look into the current skills that they have and thinking about how they can now apply them maybe in a new way.
All right, Brittany in Missouri has a question about how to land a job.
As a college student who's graduating soon, how do I set myself apart in an already competitive market, but to tailor that more towards the situation that we're in right now? Like, how do I set myself apart in a way that makes already struggling businesses see the value in hiring me in the middle of a pandemic?
Kamala, I like her spunk, don't you?
I love it.
But what can we tell her?
Well, the thing about it is she's right. It's very competitive, and even now more so. So really, it's going to be about taking that initiative. And so it's no longer just sending out the traditional resume, waiting for a recruiter to respond back. However, it's about them really researching their role, digging deeper and exploring maybe the industries or companies they want to work for, identifying specific challenges, and reaching out to those communities and those companies directly to say, here are some solutions that I've come up with, and this is the value added that I can bring to your company. Are there any opportunities for me? Also, it's going to be a key time to really build a robust professional online presence. So making sure that their LinkedIn profiles are up to date, as well as that they're connecting with the company and industry partners that they are seeking careers in right now.
Kamala, you must be really good at your job because I'm feeling so much more encouraged just hearing you talk about it. Brittany, good luck. We're rooting for you. Brenda attends the University of Central Florida, and she has this question.
I'm about to graduate in December with my bachelor's in finance, but I don't have any direct finance work experience. So what would you say is the best way to get into a finance role with a future employer? And do I need to explain the fact that I don't have experience?
Alyssa, do you want to take this one?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, of course, experience matters. But I think it's also kind of how you spin and kind of tailor the experience that you've had. So, you know, an employer wants to hire someone who can problem solve, who can think critically, who has leadership skills. It's not just the specifics of your experience. So I think kind of spinning what you do have is going to be really important. So an example would be, you know, if you've worked at a hardware store and you've helped folks find like drill bits for projects, you know, that's problem solving. That's working with others. That's thinking on your feet. So I think kind of drawing on what you have and making it relate to the specific job or the specific field you want is going to be especially really important right now.
It just seems that a lot of fields have internships as a pathway. They don't expect you to have work experience, especially because it's specialized. So we have a lot of questions about that whole thing, about internships. And here's one from Megan at the University of Dayton.
I was just curious if there is a resource or any person to talk to in regard to looking for an internship still. I know that personally, some companies aren't really focusing on internships. So I was just wondering if there was any way to help with that.
Kamala, can I ask, are you hearing about this? What are you hearing from employers?
Yes. And for me, I think it's encouraging to let students know that employers are still trying to find ways to have interns on their docket. So to encourage students to keep applying for those internships, keep looking for those internships. The first resource that I will point any student to is tapping into their career or experiential learning services on their campus. That's a great resource of professionals that are there to help guide their career search. So definitely utilize that. But also doing their own research, talking to faculty members, especially adjunct faculty members that are still in industry. It's a good way to build and to network and to showcase your skills, but also to have an opportunity to ask them for their maybe professional advice or recommendation. And some just resources for students that are looking for internships. Internships.com is a really good one. USAjobs.gov, they have a virtual internship program. And idealist.org for students that are looking more so in the nonprofit sector.
Alyssa, I'm going to go to you for this next question because I'm guessing that you, like me, get this all the time from people who don't like what they're doing now and wonder if they can change, right? So this is a question from Doris in Florida who writes, I don't think I'm happy in what I majored in, and I'm not sure how to go about searching for a job or changing careers in something other than what my education was in. Do you have any advice for someone in this situation? Alyssa, what do you say? Am I right that do you get this question from like people that you went to school with?
I get this question all the time.
Parents calling up and saying, my daughter wants to be in this field and what do I do?
Yeah, and my reporting takes me to college campuses all the time. So I hear this, Doris. The thing is, your major is not as important as you think it is. This is like so important.
We just need to, so we're going to come right back to you, but we need to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll have more with Alyssa and with Kamala, and they'll be answering more questions from recent graduates or people who are about to graduate. We hope you'll stay with us. This is The National Conversation on NPR News. Please stick around.